Good afternoon and welcome to Aurora's Frequencies. This is May the 28th. We have such a wonderful show today. I'm so pleased that you are all here to experience this wonderful music that we're going to hear. Our guest today is Astarius Miraculi. He plays the didgeridoo, and the didgeridoo is a magical instrument. It's from the Aboriginal Australian people, and like my Tony, it has high notes, low notes, overtones, and it is a healing instrument, and you'll be finding out a lot about that soon, a little later in the show. I had a wonderful experience with the didgeridoo a few years ago. I had heard about someone going to play in a metaphysical bookstore in southern Florida. So I went, I'm always looking for new healing modalities and new things and interested in all kinds of things, as you can tell by listening to my show. And I'm sharing these things with you. Anyway, I went to this, and it was a group meeting, and very wonderful. And the gentleman, his name was John, and he was going to do private sessions the next day. So I signed up, and I went to the session, and I had an hour session with him playing the didgeridoo. And I have to tell you, it was a blissful experience. I went back up to wherever I was going in Florida after that, and I was blissed out for 3 days. And so I know for sure that the didgeridoo is a wonderful instrument and affects us in positive and magical ways. So later in the show, Astarius will be playing the didgeridoo and speaking about it. And so I'm hoping that you have a wonderful experience as well. I would like to speak about our multidimensional self. And I'm going to ask you to just bear with me, and if you would visualize from way under your feet to way over your head to like bigger than a building and all of that huge space, and we'll call that your multidimensional self. Then if you will take your pen and make a pinpoint mark on your paper, and visualize that point is your physical body living in this multidimensional self. And I'm going to do a sort of meditation visualization with you now, and I ask you to sit quietly and just visualize what I'm talking about, and relax and enjoy yourself. We are looking for. Only look within and experience yourself. Acknowledge and radiate outwards what you find. Bring others into your knowledge and experience, and encourage all to find everything within. I'm going to ask you to find the gold light, the gold healing light. Visualize the great central sun, and visualize the golden healing light emanating from that sun into your multidimensional self, and from that into your physical body through your higher self, your chakras, through your body and into the earth. Feel the frequencies emanating out from within you and to encircle your bodies and spreading its light all around you. I encourage you to enjoy this stillness and peace. This is a visualization you can do anytime with yourself, and I encourage you to do that. When I was growing up, there was a minister who, during his sermon, when he would want to make a point, make sure you were listening, he would say, "Okay, pull your chairs up a little closer, folks." So I'm going to ask you to pull your chairs up a little closer. I'm going to be doing some toning, and I would like for you to hear all the aspects of the sounds and the frequencies. Thank you. In a moment, I will introduce our guest, Astarius Miraculi. Thank you.
Hello. Listeners, as I said earlier in my show, that we have a wonderful guest today. His name is Astarius Miraculi, and he's going to be talking about the didgeridoo and playing the didgeridoo, and I'm very excited he's here. He does classes and individual work with people, and he's very busy, and so I feel honored that he is on the show with us today. His website is www.astarius.com. I encourage everyone to check out his music and his classes. Astarius, I'm so glad you're here, and thank you, and welcome.
Thank you. It's an honor to be here and to share the principles that bring the transformation.
I see that you're an Ascension Ambassador. Would you like to talk about that?
Well, as an Ascension Ambassador, basically I carry the resonance of the Ascension, working with the frequency of Ascension through sound, you know, as well as just the, you know, the wisdom principles of Ascension. We all have an ascended reality even when we're in a state of human forgetfulness. That's the cosmic joke about it, is that there's no such thing as an unascended being, though there's a great deal of unascended awareness. You know, because when we consider the oneness of life, you know, the oneness of the wholeness of life, you know, if only one being is in the remembrance of the resonance of Ascension, then they are in that remembrance in honor of and in connection with every other being. You know, one being jump starts every other being. You know, and one being is jump started by every other being. Just like one car jump starts another when the battery goes down.
Right. Well, this show is all about frequency, Aurora's frequencies, and I'm introducing people to different kinds of frequencies, different modes, and my experience of the didgeridoo is that it has its own frequency. Would you like to say something about that? And also, I have a question about, did you learn to play this as a child, or when were you introduced to the didgeridoo?
Okay. Well, first of all, you know, I give honor, thanks, and praise to the tribal aborigines of Australia as the tribal vessel through, you know, whom the didgeridoo was first introduced to the world, and extending honor, you know, there. I started playing the didgeridoo 18 years ago, so no, I wasn't a child. In fact, I didn't start playing it until I was 44 years old. and which is very interesting because I play it with such an amazing mastery, and it just shows how creative abilities can show up at any stage. You know, I mean, for the way that I play the didgeridoo, you would say, "Well, my God, you didn't discover it in your 20s, you know, or your 30s, or your teens, or you know." Many people think I was, you know, raised on the didgeridoo. But I feel one with the consciousness that created the didgeridoo, and I feel like this is, like I've been playing it for 18 years in this lifetime, but my reality of connection with the didgeridoo goes before this lifetime. And one of the things that's really powerful about the didgeridoo from a frequency standpoint is that when properly played, it's played with circular breathing, which is a technique of horn playing where when an inhalation is taken, as a storage of air in the cheeks. So, you know, there's always, you know, there's never a time when there isn't a stream of air being blown out. Consequently, the sound is uninterrupted. Mm-hmm. And the uninterrupted sound is a reflection of the endless nature of eternity. So when a person experiences the didgeridoo, quite often it's very mystifying. And one, you know, feels called home to the absoluteness of their being because there's a resonance of eternity woven into it. You know, another thing that's very mysterious about it, like if I was to play the didgeridoo passionately for like 4 or 5 minutes, when I stopped playing, I could take the mouthpiece part and point it to a glass and it would fog up the glass or the mirror, or even if I put it right before someone's first eye, which, you know, many people say third eye, but it's actually the first eye, you know, because the spirit eye is first, you know, before the two rather than third after the two.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, when that mouthpiece is held right at the first eye, you know, then there's this warm, moist, consecrated breath moving backwards through the didgeridoo, which is a testimony of the all-directionalness of the energy. Another thing from a frequency standpoint is didgeridoo creates simultaneous highs and lows. You know, so you'll there's always a low, which is the bottom drone, and then there's all of these overtones. And so the didgeridoo is like an orchestra in and of itself because there's voices within voices within voices again. You know, that is the resonance of the oneness of the wholeness.
Mm-hmm. I experienced it as a very uplifting, and as I had mentioned earlier, a blissful state of being. And this lasted after I had an hour's personal experience with the didgeridoo. This bliss lasted 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It can. Well, so first of all, the sounds that are generated through the didgeridoo and those frequencies that are brought forth, both the didgeridoo as well as vocal harmonics, and in a moment I'll even demonstrate some vocal harmonics. However,
okay.
The sound currents that are demonstrated, you know, through didgeridoo, through vocal harmonics, are sounds that originate in the celestial realm. These are not three-dimensional sounds. They don't live in the three-dimensional realm, even though they are brought into the three-dimensional realm, offered as a sonic baptism upon physicality in order to accelerate the ascension currents, you know, and bring us into alignment with the absoluteness of being. One of the things that is a commonality between the didgeridoo and vocal harmonics is that they both, you know, have the overtones, the multiple tones, you know, with one source. In the case of the didgeridoo, it's the source that is the instrument. In the case of the vocal harmonics, it's the voice. So, like, for example, here's a vocal harmonic that I'll do. This is what I'll create now, is just generated with my voice. And you'll hear simultaneous highs and lows. Highs representing heaven, the lows representing earth. It creates a marriage of heaven and earth in the cells of the body and calls you home to your absoluteness. So here it is. So that's a vocal harmonic, and then there's two specific variations in terms of working with the vocal harmonic, and that's one, you know, where there's just a straight tone, and then the other one is where there's a mastery of quivering the lips, and it causes the tone to have this wonderful vibrato. So the vocal harmonic that probably most people are accustomed to is one that would be like this. So that's a straight tone. But then when the quivering of the lips is brought forth, you get this kind of vibrato. And with the quivering of the lips, you get this activation of the right and left hemispheres of the brain, and they begin to harmoniously interact with each other, bringing about a balance of the right and left hemispheres of the brain. And now the interesting thing about the quiver of the lips, you know, from observation, is only about maybe 15% of sound healers and sound practitioners that can quiver the lips on command, you know, because that's the only way you can get that kind of vibrato is if you can quiver the lips,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's something that's not easily taught because it's not generated from a place of intellectual understanding. It's something that one taps into internally. And it just begins to come through. And what it also does in working with these different frequencies of sound and healing is that there's this connection that happens to the moment when creation came forth, when God, Goddess Absolute brought forth this universe. You know, there's a harmonic convergence that happens when working with sound that harmonically converges with the moment that the universe was created and becomes open to all of the power, the wisdom, and the love that was felt by God, Goddess, upon the creation of the universe.
Well, I experience the toning as a similar thing, although it's not coming from my lips. But when you're doing this with your voice, it sounds very similar to the sound that comes through the didgeridoo. So I think that's fascinating.
Yeah. Yeah, the similarity lies in that they both have overtones, and, you know, which means ultimately that there's a lower bass tone that is the fundamental tone that is holding the bottom, you know, which is like the energy of the earth, you know, which is grounding, you know, the force, you know, into the earth, into the body, into the cellular matrix of the body.
Mm-hmm.
I was just going to say one thing, that I had a very powerful experience with the didgeridoo when I was just 1 year into playing and living in Santa Fe, which is where, in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where I was living when the didgeridoo first came to me.
Mm-hmm.
And was with my beloved at that time. We went by a friend's house who was a beekeeper. And so we're out sitting by the beehives, and the bees were just going and coming from the hives. And I was standing behind her, and I began to play the didgeridoo into her back. And I heard Spirit call my name from the inside. You know, Spirit says, Astarius. And internally I answer, I say, yes, I'm still playing on her, but now this dialogue with Spirit has started. And
mm-hmm.
Spirit says, you know, you're from the clan of the trumpet angels. And it was a light went off in every cell of my body. And I had this instantaneous understanding of why I had been having such a profound experience with the didgeridoo for only having played it for 1 year at that time. And so I'm excited about telling her what I had gotten.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stop playing right away. I keep playing, you know, into her back for a little while longer. And then when finally I stop, before I could tell her what I had gotten, you know, she looks up at me and she says, "Oh my God, I just saw the biggest angel, Deva, that I've ever seen." So it was really a very powerful, compassionate gesture on the part of Spirit. And of course, when I say Spirit, it's just another name for God, Goddess Absolute. And, you know, it's like human beings can be a little bit dense. And so Spirit, you know, let me clairaudiently hear that I'm from the clan of the trumpet angels, and then clairvoyantly showed her the angel. So gave it, you gave me the message in two different ways so that I would absolutely pay attention. And so this is my clan, the clan of the trumpet angels, and I've been taught by them that the clan of the trumpet angels are keepers of sacred sound, you know, in the celestial realms, and they bring the frequency of sound, didgeridoo, vocal haunting, work with.
I didn't hear what you said. We had kind of a break in the sound.
No, I was just saying that all of the different resonances of sound that are brought into the physical realm are brought by the clan of the trumpet angels. And they also taught me that they are the keepers of the didgeridoo before its physical material expression, before it was passed to the tribal aborigines of Australia in the physical sense. It was held by the clan of the trumpet angels, because the didgeridoo has a pre-physical reality, just like we have a pre-physical reality. They also taught me that didgeridoo is not that instrument, but rather didgeridoo is the sound current that comes through the instrument, and the instrument is its body. Just like we are not the bodies, you know, that we navigate the physical plane with, but rather the spirit within, you know, that rides these bodies, you know, and that moves within them. So, you know, so it is, you know, with the didgeridoo also. So, you know, didgeridoo, and it's a life force. It's a being. You know, this is one of the things that is so powerful about the resonance of sound, is that it is also synonymous with consciousness and with awareness. You know, these are sonic expressions of being. You know, sonic entities, you might say. You know, because sound has consciousness.
Yes. And it travels, it has, it educates, and it touches us on many levels through our cellular structure and other parts of our bodies, but it also comes through our cellular structure, I find.
Yeah,
and that
absolutely.
Way it can make a difference. And it's a healing technique. Whether the voice or the instrument or other instruments as well, but the sound doesn't come from us. In my experience, it comes from higher dimensions and travels through us, like it travels through the didgeridoo.
And I would say that just slightly differently. I wouldn't say that it doesn't come through us or from us. It might not come through or from the individual self exclusively, but who are we really? You know, are we exclusively this individual expression of self, you know, inside of this body and this soul expression that we are, or are we the whole universe personified in and through these bodies? So I just like to throw that in, because many people say, oh, you know, it's not me that's doing this work. Spirit is doing this work. God is doing this work. But without really being fully aware, one is making a disassociation with Source in that case. If I say I'm not doing the work, but Source is doing the work, I'm not acknowledging my oneness with Source.
True.
I could say I'm not doing the work exclusively as an individual expression, but who I am as the whole universe under God, Goddess Absolute, is doing this work through the personification of my form.
Yes, I agree. When you were in Santa Fe having that experience, Did the bees react to the sound when you were
Well, I wasn't really paying close attention to the bees at that time, other than just being close to them.
Mm-hmm.
But now, over the years, I have discovered whenever I am playing the didgeridoo, if there's a bee anywhere near, they're going to come and buzz around the didgeridoo or land on it, you know, and somehow I feel that they are identifying with the vibration of it. You know, I've also had amazing experience with snakes as well. I used to have boa constrictors, and when I would ever play the didgeridoo and they were nearby, they would start, you know, down at the, you know, the mouth of the didgeridoo where the sound comes out, and they would curl up and come around and coil around the didgeridoo until their face would be eye to eye, you know, with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I experienced that with my snakes. I experienced that playing for other people's snakes, that there's something about vibration that the snakes really identify with. In fact, I had an experience just the other day. I was walking down a path, and, you know, I saw a snake go across the road, and I start toning. And as I started to tone, the snake very slowly began to move toward me. Now, this is a snake in the wild. Probably was just a garden snake or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But as I was toning, the snake kept coming, literally came within probably about a foot to a foot and a half of me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I started, I was standing up. And then because it was a very gradual process. And as the snake was coming toward me, you know, then I began to gradually squat down, you know, as not to, you know, appear like I was looming over it, you know, but to come down to its level a little bit. And it was a profound experience. It just, you know, hung there with me for literally probably about 3-4 minutes. And as I was toning, its little head was going back and forth like a dance of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the animals really respond. And then on my YouTube channel, which is Astarius 26, got 47 videos. One of them is called Didgeridoo Animal Healing 1 and 2. We play didgeridoo for lions, tigers, bears, hyenas, and wolves. And you see some amazing reactions from these animals.
I was looking at that, and I saw the tigers. I'm big cats. I love big cats. And so I was particularly interested in seeing the big cats wanting to get close to you and to hear the sound.
Yeah, wherever they were in the habitats, they would come. And this is at Out of Africa Wildlife Park in Camp Verde, Arizona, not far from Sedona. And so these people are really very kind to the animals, and they have very large habitats. You know, so it's different than the zoo kind of an atmosphere. So, for example, when I start playing, you know, some of those tigers were, you know, as far away as, you know, maybe, you know, 50 to 75 feet or something like that when I would start playing. And they would literally come towards me, you know. So, and then some of them, if I stopped playing and would walk away along the fence line, they would walk with me as if they were asking me to play some more. I had the hyenas running with me. It's pretty. I felt so validated by these animals because they come from their instinctual core. You know, they don't deal with any intellectual sifting. You know, like what you get from them is coming from their core. So I felt really confirmed and affirmed by them.
Well, would you honor us with playing the didgeridoo for us now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll give this round of playing an intention. It's always good to give an intention. So this healing is given to you, Aurora, to all of the listeners, to me, and every being in all existence included in helping in the healing. And on behalf of any man, woman, being, or thing that ever hurt you in any lifetime, I, as representative of every man, woman, being, and thing, apologize to you And by the grace of God, Goddess, the whole universe, all being, give back to you any power ever falsely taken from you by any man, woman, being, or thing in any lifetime and holding sacred space for you to take back. Any power you ever falsely gave away in any lifetime, calling back all your fragments and soul pieces for your wholeness and ascension.
Thank you.
Get it?
Thank you. That was lovely.
Yeah, you're welcome. So that's the ancient call home. When people hear the didgeridoo, they're mystified by it. And it's the ancient call home. Calls you home to your absoluteness. And it triggers an eternal remembering. I mean, that's the wonderful thing about sound, as a carrier wave of consciousness that triggers the eternal remembrance of who we really are, you know, and that which we have forgotten as we come into the human experience and sometimes into the nightmare of the earth dream and forget who we are. And this sonic resonance triggers this remembering, you know, of who we are. It just plays upon the cellular matrix of the being and begins to activate, you know, cellular memory, just like you take a CD and you put it in the player. Content that was on this CD, and yet all that content was already on the CD before you started playing it. When you started playing it, it just comes into activation. Just mm-hmm. like even that which is to take place in the future is already recorded in cellular memory. You know, we pre-memorate, well, we commemorate the past, and we pre-memorate the future.
Mm-hmm.
You see? So, you know, like when something of the future becomes activated, it's the cellular memory that carries the record of that which is going to come into manifestation becomes activated. And so time traveling is just, for example, jumping from cellular memory to cellular memory.
Mm-hmm. And so when you play or use your voice, your intention is to heal and uplift. And,
well, yeah, always, the intention is always to heal, always to awaken consciousness, you know, God's self-awareness, You know, and even when it comes to healing, you know, more so than correcting a problem, it's a matter of just remembering a state of perfection that is innate to every being. You know, it's a remembering.
Yes.
You know, it's just like when someone goes to sleep and has a nightmare. And in the middle of that nightmare, I mean, it seems like so real, you know, this thing that one is going through. And then they wake up and realize, oh, it was only a dream, only a nightmare. But in the middle of the nightmare seems so real.
Mm-hmm.
And so it is with the nightmare of the earth dream. You know, we go around in all of this forgetfulness. And, you know, the main reason for the forgetfulness is that we forget, or that is we are not aligned with the oneness that we share with all beings. You know, people walk around feeling separate and exclusive unto their individual self. You know, but there's something so much greater than just the individual selfhood. And that's the universal expression of being, the reality that you are me by extension, I am you by extension. God, Goddess Absolute, is our own self by macrocosmic extension. You know, and we are God, Goddess Absolute by microcosmic extension. So, you know, it's a matter of coming home to ourselves.
I think the frequencies that are coming onto the earth right now are helping people to remember who we are and to
Absolutely.
Change and feel more of who we are, really. Not who we think we are, but actually feel the God within. And we're having this opportunity with the many solar flares, the astrology events that are going on, and the weather even. There's so many frequencies that are bombarding the earth, and in a good way, to help us to remember who we are and to live that life.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing work, you know, that the frequency of sound, you know, is doing. You know, it's so powerful, and, you know, and it works whether we know it or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is, you know, the means by which we escort realities that exist within the sacred void. You know, because there's a, you know, there's the sacred void, you know, wherein lies infinite possibilities. It's just like when in the creation story, says God, you know, created the heavens and the earth, you know, that God moved upon the face of the water and said, let there be light. And it says something to the effect that the earth was without form and was void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And then after that, it says, and the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the water, said, let there be light, and there was light. And of course, you know, the let there be, therein comes the word, therein comes sound. You know, and there's another scripture says, in the beginning, you know, was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. You know, and that all things were made by this Word. You know, so, you know, we have realities of being that exist within the void. And this is the realm of the infinite unmanifest, you know, before something comes into manifestation. For example, here we are having this interview, and yet the reality of this interview existed within the sacred void. And now that we're in the reality of having the interview, it is now leapt out of the void into manifestation, because we're now having a concrete expression of an interview. You know, but the interview existed before it came into manifest. It existed in the unmanifest realm. And so that's the big lesson for human beings, is learning how to have appreciation for that which is unmanifest, because that which is unmanifest is at resonance with the primordial first cause, whereas the manifest is the effect. And, of course, you know, cause must precede effect, as unmanifestation must precede manifestation. And the reality of that which is unmanifest is just as great as that which is manifest, maybe greater, because it's the origin.
And it comes into manifestation by, it comes into the body, into the bones, into the structure, into the cells, into every part of the body. And whether we know it or not, it's still doing its thing to help us raise our consciousness and appreciate the frequencies and what the frequencies do, and to open us up to more and better understanding of who we are.
Absolutely. So, you know, there's a great awakening, you know, that is taking place. You know, anybody who's working with sound, I highly recommend to call upon the clan of the trumpet angels, you know, because that's their office, you know, as keepers of the sacred sound. And, you know, the amazing and outrageous things that I've learned to do with my voice and with the didgeridoo, you know, has been the direct result of my relationship with the clan of the trumpet angels, as well as my intention to always use the force of sound for healing. You know, like some people work with sound and they work primarily from the musical standpoint or from the standpoint of the, you know, the entertainment, you know, aspect of it, and that's fine. But when sound is worked with the specific intention to heal, you know, then it operates on a whole nother level. Like, that's why whenever I do a healing, the first thing I say, this healing is given to you and me and every being in all existence, included and helping in the healing. You see, so now this healing is all inclusive of the whole universe. Now, when the whole universe is included in the healing, then all of the forces in the whole universe will back the intention of that healing.
Right.
So you multiply the power, you know, by making the intention all inclusive, you know, in its healing effects.
Mm-hmm. Well, we have about 5 more minutes, and I would like to offer you the opportunity to talk about your work and your workshops, your healing sessions with people, or anything else. I have noticed that you're a Reiki master as well. But so tell people about your work, and do you have an upcoming workshop that they might like to attend?
There's nothing that I have coming up that I could announce right now, but I will say, you know, Reiki training is available. I'm located in Southern California in the Los Angeles area, and, you know, I also do psychic astrology readings, you know, sound healings with the didgeridoo and with vocal harmonics. When I'm working with Reiki, it's kind of a sonic Reiki in that I'll touch the body and begin to generate sounds, and then sounds come out of my hands as well as out of my mouth. The creme de la creme of what I do session-wise is when I do a reading-healing combination, which can be done in person or by phone. I do amazing work, you know, by phone. People are really quite deeply impacted at how profound the work is, even over the phone. And because there's just no limitation when there's really the connection to source. And then, of course, there's my CDs. My website is astarius.com, astarius.com. My YouTube channel is astarius26. And almost watched about 500,000 times on YouTube. Really inspirational stuff. So I highly recommend that people take advantage, you know, of seeing some of those videos. And, you know, I'm absolutely here to serve and empower the planet, as well as any individuals that specifically reach out to me.
Very good. Well, I really appreciate your taking your time to be with us today, and I've thoroughly enjoyed all that you've shared with us. And I know that our listeners have really enjoyed the experience as well. And I would like to offer you another opportunity if you would like to come back and visit us again. And I really enjoyed you.
Thank you. Enjoyed
the didgeridoo, and you're totally welcome. And thank you.
Thank you so much. and have yourself a wonderful, wonderful day. Much, much love.
Thank you. And would you do one more thing? I noticed your poem is quite beautiful. Would you like to say your poem at the end here?
Which poem? I have written a lot of poems.
Oh, well, it was on your site. I don't remember the name of it.
Was it related to self-love?
I think so. Let me see if I can. I believe it was.
Well, this is a good one anyway. It's called I Do Take Me, Tribute to the Most Forgotten Loved One, which is self. I love myself with all my heart, eternal knowing God impart. No more hatred, no more pain, legacy of heaven mine to claim. Once I really hated me, a self-induced catastrophe, others began to hate me too, and hate's reflection became my due. When I look in any mirror, each reflection is my own. If I dislike that which I am, rejection by others will be shown. In self-acceptance, let me grow to hereby let all others know. I want them to accept me too. They only follow what I do. I ask myself to marry me to thus fulfill my destiny. I promise always to be true. Self-love and honor, I am due. Sweet self, I'm sorry for the pain. Forgive and love me once again. I want me for eternity, a better lover than to be. Now every bond is sweeter too, for loving me is loving you. Within the church of heaven's house, I do take me to be my spouse.
Thank you so much.
Sure, you're welcome. And that's a selection from my book. My book is called Miraculi, Song of Ascension, and that's also available via my website, astarius.com, astarius.com.
Thank you so much. And I know people will enjoy your music, your CDs that are there as well. Well, thank you again. It's been delightful, and I really appreciate you.
Okay, much love to you, Aurora. Take care.
You too. Have a wonderful day.
Well, what an exciting show. I've just loved hearing all of that and hearing the explanation of the didgeridoo and how it works and all of the sound. And I encourage you to go to his website. It's www.astarius.com, A-S-T-A-R-I-U-S. So, today, as in other days, I always say, nurture your sense of humor and love yourself. June the 11th is our next meeting, and our in 2 weeks from today, and we have the pleasure of having Dr. Garland Landreth as our guest. Dr. Landreth is a psychologist from Kansas who specializes in energy work, including self-hypnosis, meditation, EFT, tapping, and nutrition. I know you will enjoy the experience of him and what he has to teach. He's a wonderful teacher. He travels around and teaches classes in EFT and how to manifest the dream, the life of your dreams, combining quantum field technology and tapping on acupuncture points. Dr. Landreth's quantum field research has been cited by the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? I'm sure a lot of you have seen that. As well as numerous authors, including Deepak Chopra, MD, and Neil Donald Walsh. The EFT is Emotional Freedom Technique. It is termed Acupressure for Emotions. And his website is www.theuniversalizewithin.com. You will want to check out his work and come back and be with us on June the 11th. Dr. Landreth will show us how to rewire our brain for health, happiness, and prosperity and remove blocks to our growth by tapping on acupressure points. It's quite exciting. and it works. It's wonderful. A lot of you probably already do this, and I'm sure you've received much benefit. I thank you truly for joining us today. I trust that you've enjoyed what you have experienced, and feel free to email me at aurorasfrequencies@gmail.com and let me know how you've experienced these wonderful frequencies. Also, you may go to the archives, and any show that you've missed, you may listen to the shows. And there's so many wonderful teachers available for us to experience. Thank you again, and I will see you June the 11th. Have a wonderful time. Bye-bye. Again, this is Aurora's Frequencies on BBSRadio.com. Thank you for joining us.